Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. That's Funny, You Don't Look Buddhist, by Sylvia Boorstein, explores a life lived at the crossroads of Jewish identity and Buddhist practice. Known publicly as a mindfulness teacher and a prominent voice in American Buddhism, Boorstein also presents herself as a faithful Jew who never experienced her meditation life as a rejection of her roots. The book uses personal narrative, gentle humor, and practical reflection to examine how spiritual belonging can be both inherited and chosen. Rather than framing Judaism and Buddhism as competing systems, Boorstein highlights how each can inform daily ethics, attention, and compassion. Readers encounter the social reality behind the title, the assumptions people make about appearance and religion, and the deeper question of what it means to belong. The result is an accessible meditation on identity, interfaith curiosity, and the everyday work of being kinder, wiser, and more present in family life, community life, and inner life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, holding two spiritual homes without erasing either. A central topic is Boorstein's approach to maintaining Jewish commitment while practicing Buddhist meditation. Instead of treating faith as a single exclusive label, she describes identity as layered, relational, and shaped by lived responsibilities. The narrative points to how Judaism can remain a home of culture, memory, family bonds, and ethical obligation, while Buddhism functions as a disciplined training of mind and heart. This dual belonging challenges a common assumption that adopting a new practice requires leaving the old one behind. The book invites readers to consider what makes someone faithful: inherited rituals, communal ties, theological belief, moral conduct, or daily attention to how one speaks and acts. Boorstein emphasizes integration rather than conversion, suggesting that meditation can deepen qualities valued in Jewish life such as compassion, patience, and conscientiousness. She also addresses the discomfort that can arise when communities expect purity of affiliation by showing how she navigates these expectations. The book offers a model for readers who feel spiritually plural, intermarried, culturally mixed, or simply curious about how traditions can coexist without dilution. Secondly, mindfulness is daily practice, not a detached lifestyle. The book highlights mindfulness as something enacted in ordinary moments, not reserved for retreats or special spiritual settings. Boorstein connects meditation practice to daily irritations, family interactions, work life, and the steady pressures of modern living. Rather than presenting mindfulness as a personality type, she frames it as repeated training, noticing attention drift, returning to the present, and responding with less reactivity. This emphasis matters because many people approach meditation hoping for quick calm or a permanent state of peace. Boorstein instead points toward a realistic path where benefits accumulate through consistency, humility, and humor about one's own habits. Her interfaith stance also helps demystify meditation, placing it alongside familiar ethical commitments and community responsibility. The reader is encouraged to see mindfulness as compatible with a busy schedule and a socially engaged life. The practical message is that attention is moral. How you listen, how you pause before speaking, and how you treat discomfort all shape your relationships. The topic ultimately reframes meditation as a way to become more available to others, not more separate from them. Thirdly, compassion and ethics as the shared ground of traditions. Another key topic is the ethical overlap between Jewish teachings and Buddhist principles. Boorstein repeatedly brings the discussion back to how spiritual life is proven through conduct, kindness, honesty, restraint from harm, and willingness to repair damage when we fall short. Rather than focusing on metaphysical debates, she emphasizes the pragmatic question of how to live with greater compassion in the face of fear, anger, and self-centeredness. The book suggests that meditation is not merely a relaxation technique, but a support for ethical intention. With increased awareness, one can notice the impulse to judge, gossip, or retaliate, and create a small space in which wiser choices become possible. Judaism's focus on community responsibility and Buddhism's focus on mindful awareness become complementary tools for the same human project. This topic can be especially useful for readers who feel wary of religion as dogma, but still long for moral clarity and grounded values. Boorstein offers a perspective in which compassion is not sentimental but trained, practiced, and tested in the ordinary friction of life. Fourthly, navigating stereotypes, identity assumptions, and belonging. The title points to a persistent social experience. People make assumptions about who belongs to which tradition based on appearance, accent, or cultural signals. Boorstein uses that experience to explore broader questions of identity and belonging. This includes how communities can unconsciously gatekeep, how individuals internalize expectations, and how spiritual sincerity is often misread through surface markers. The book also addresses the emotional complexity of being seen incorrectly, whether that means being treated as an outsider in a Jewish context because of Buddhist associations, or being treated as not truly Buddhist because of continued Jewish affiliation. Through storytelling and reflection, Borstein shows how humor can disarm tension while still honoring the seriousness of being misunderstood. The topic extends into the American landscape of spirituality, where religious labels are often flattened into consumer choices. Readers are prompted to examine their own assumptions about what a Buddhist or a Jew should look like, and to consider how those assumptions affect real relationships. The discussion ultimately encourages a more generous way of seeing people's identity is both personal and communal, and it can be more complex than any quick category allows. Lastly, a gentle, human voice as a guide for interfaith curiosity. Beyond the ideas themselves, the book's method is a topic teaching through personal narrative, modest claims, and an approachable tone. Borstein models a way to speak about spiritual life that avoids triumphalism and invites curiosity. This matters for readers who are exploring meditation, reconsidering inherited faith, or trying to honor multiple influences without feeling fraudulent. The book encourages exploration that is respectful rather than acquisitive. It suggests that borrowing practices should come with humility, gratitude, and awareness of community context. At the same time, it offers reassurance that sincere practice does not require a perfect identity story. Borstein presents a path where spiritual development is measured by increased patience, better listening, and more consistent compassion, not by adopting new symbols. The topic also includes the notion that learning across traditions can reduce rigidity and defensiveness, leading to more open-hearted engagement with others. For readers, the practical takeaway is that interfaith learning can be a stabilizing resource, providing multiple lenses for meeting suffering, uncertainty, and the desire to live with integrity. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are curious about mindfulness, but do not want to abandon their inherited religion, as well as Jews interested in Buddhist practice, Buddhists interested in interfaith dialogue, and anyone navigating complex identity in a multicultural setting. It can benefit a reader's life by reframing spirituality as a daily discipline of attention and ethics rather than a single label. Borstein's perspective encourages practical kindness, reduced reactivity, and more honest self-observation, which can improve family relationships, workplace interactions, and inner resilience. The book's worth compared to similar mindfulness titles is its distinctive bridge between traditions. It does not treat meditation as culture-free self-help, and it does not treat faith as a rigid boundary. Instead, it offers a lived example of integration, showing how community loyalty and contemplative practice can reinforce each other. Readers also gain a model for speaking about spiritual differences without defensiveness, which is valuable in contemporary life where mixed families and overlapping identities are common. If you want a grounded, humane guide to being spiritually serious without being spiritually narrow, this book is a strong choice. If you would like to support Sylvia Borstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.